triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn,
homie. Goddamn, homie.
My mind is playing tricks on me.
Not on my satellite radio, it isn't.
Sirius XM Channel 47. And streaming on the new and improved Sirius XM app.
It looks, I've seen the whole movie.
Yeah, looks good.
I mean, I'm impressed.
I'm almost out of gas. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. get this gas pumping. And get your heart pumping with some beverages from inside the store. I should be in marketing. Okay. Let's try and set that there. Plug this in here. Put this up there. And then... put that there. Start this. Shift that. Push that. And drive this.
To complain with the stings in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being toast for greatness, we remember. Take on, got you caught in the storms of December. Your brothers on the block, back in 9 like September. Change your situation, get your block is all splendid. Why be on the
big place and very influential, and putting them on the cover was a big thing.
Do you recall an interview prior to MTV that was like that groundbreaking milestone moment for you that you damn near shit it in your pants because you had to do it?
Yeah. Nas.
Ooh.
When I was at XXL, I got to interview Nas. We for the 15-year anniversary of Illmatic, so this had to be 2009. For the 15-year anniversary of Illmatic, Daytwan Thomas was the editor-in-chief of XXL, and I was kind of the young gun. I said, man, I want to do a story, the making of Illmatic. And I was used to getting a lot of ideas shut down and stuff. He was like, man, go do that. Matter of fact, you quarterback that. You pick the team. You tell the editorial staff who you need to do what. You delegate and go and do that. And so, you know, I picked some members on the staff to help me do these interviews. And I did the Nas interview and ended up winning an award for it.
Wow.
The only thing I ever won in my life.
What was the award?
It was Best Music Writing. It's like an anthology of so every year they collect the best written stories about music and put it in an anthology. So we won the best music anthology And it was where, you know, it was interviewing Nas about Illmatic, right?
Was he forthcoming? Was he like giving
heat? I've had a couple of Nas interviews and he doesn't open up very well.
Yeah.
He opened up a lot during that interview. I did good because I had researched and I interviewed people before I interviewed Nas. So I interviewed Wiz and Jungle. So I had details of the making of Illmatic that Nas had forgot about.
Yeah.
So I was able to help jog his memory, like when he lost his rhyme book on the train.
Always put in is like a lost art form, right? You know, so I appreciate that about you. Heather, go ahead, man. Tracy,
you know. You know what? That was the dope high tide, like Nas, of course. But for me and you and Faye and Sway and I, we talk about it all the time, Rob. Like, you don't watch so much change in the game. Change so much.
As a fan or in the business?
Both, because
top 10 songs.
Having the byline there, I was like emailing him, but he didn't know who the hell I was. I didn't have any clout yet. But I spoke to him, and he gave me such a genuine conversation over there. Even though so many people were like swarming him and wanting to talk, but our time together was awesome. He then did end up responding to my email after. He gave me my first review for XXL. It was Maxwell. Black Summer's Night.
Wow.
He was like, yo, hit me with a 200-word review. And I was so excited. And he just had really, really positive words. But my question for you, Markman, is I guess for, you know, Sway and Heather, they both touched on it. The new generation who feels like, I don't have to read the New York Times. I don't have to get any credible sources. I could just Google whatever's the first thing that pops up. I can quote someone on Twitter. And that can actually, you know, lead to a good story. But what advice would you give the millennials, the underbelly of it?
Yeah, the advice that I would give to the young journalists is, yeah, you know, Twitter is a source, and you know, I use Twitter as a source at times, but learn how to listen. You could do, everybody uses Twitter as a source now, so you can do what everybody else is doing, or you can set yourself apart and you can go the extra mile with the research and really learn your craft. The cream rises to the top. So if you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to be in the same rat race. And there's more writers now than ever. I don't know how writers make it now, because everybody has a site, everybody. But go that extra mile. Learn that research. Learn your craft. It will set you apart. The reader will know the difference. Your editors will know the difference. Word will get around, and the cream will rise to the crop. So just don't follow the crowd.
Rob Markman, Listen, reach out to him at Rob Markman. We're not done. Because Rob got a big announcement.
Hey!
That he's going to make. And we're going to make this big announcement that's going to be a game changer for the hip-hop community and for the business of music all together, offline and online, in the digital space. Rob Markman is here. If you have any questions, 888-742-3345. You can follow him at Rob Markman. Rob Markman is here. In case you don't know, just real quick, he's written for some of the most
prestigious,
impactful publications that the music business has to offer, including working with me as a senior hip-hop editor at MTV News for the past four years, and created a Red Light Special R&B podcast. You go on iTunes, and then you can hear that. Great R&B podcast. We actually did something at the Apple recently and talked about the makings of this podcast. And then also he does the Rob Report for us every week where he reviews albums and rate them. And here it is, man. I invited him to come to the show because Rob Markman is officially leaving MTV News as an employee. But he will remain there in spirit and as a friend. And he's going to a new job. Drum roll, please. Rob, where are you working next?
Going over to Genius, Rap Genius.
Rap Genius! Hey! Oh, hey!
Congratulations, Rob. Let's go.
Oh, you fucked up.
Artist relations manager. Artist over at Genius.
Yeah, and so it's just Genius now, though, right?
Yeah. It's just Genius. you know, the company isn't Michigan Genius, but it started off as Rap Genius.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, a lot of people still associate rap with the brand, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
You know, hip-hop is still very much a priority for the company and at the core of what they do, as well as other genres of music, but...
Yeah. They came out around 2009. I remember when it first happened, and I was like, wow, what a simple but great idea.
Amazing.
And the premise of Genius is people go to genius.com.
Yeah.
On genius.com to find out more about them. Mm-hmm. And it's to really,
you can get the app too.
You can get the app.
Yeah.
Genius app. And it's to, but really, Genius kind of like dissects lyrics. And,
yeah.
And, right?
Yeah. Well, they annotate lyrics. Mm-hmm. And started off annotating lyrics, which is great. I mean, one, you get the transcription and the lyrics. And remember when we were coming up, like, if you bought an album, like, the greatest thing in the world was when you opened the book and the artist actually printed the lyrics out.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you felt like you won the lotto. Like, oh, yeah, this one, Illmatic didn't have that. I wish it did. But now it's there for you at genius.com. All the lyrics are there. And then they're annotated. There's an amazing community over there of users that add the meaning.
No, they add a bunch of fucking meaningless drivel. They go beyond the meaning and like, here's a picture of some bullshit that's barely related. And here's three other fucking meanings.
It's great. It's community based and it's self-policing, and everybody kind of checks each other. Yo, I think that's right. Yo, I think it's wrong. It's almost like what we used to do at the lunchroom table in high school when we used to argue about rap. It's amazing.
Half the annotations feel like they're fucking so far up their own ass.
Right here, me, Sway, and Tracy. And it's good to get your opinion now. And you said this about lyrics. So then, what's your take on the whole ghostwriting shit? Well, you know me. I listen,
okay.
And then I gotta ask.
Yeah. My thing, I said it before. I'm going on record over at MTV and on Twitter, and I think people know how I feel. In hip hop, you could listen to Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre makes amazing and classic albums. Mm-hmm. The Chronic is a classic. 2001 is a classic. I really love Compton. Diddy, No Way Out, classic album. Mm-hmm. Like, but you know, I don't know if you have a writer, you can't be in the top MC conversation. It's almost like an asterisk.
Yeah.
You know, in the case of Drake, we really got to find out, and I would love to hear from Drake what the situation is. We've heard reference tracks, but in my opinion, you could be a great artist, somebody that we love and enjoy. I don't know. I can't put you in those top MC conversations with guys like Eminem and Jay-Z, who I know use their pen.
They write their songs. Right. And it's not a knock on Drake, but I'm glad the conversation came up.
Yeah.
Because I feel the same exact way. And we have yet to hear him say, nah, man, I wrote all my lyrics. Why y'all tripping? Which I like to believe.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I'm a Drake fan. Like, Drake is to me... On any given day, my two favorite rappers of this generation of right now, like if we did a Hottest MCs list or something, it would be either Drake or Kendrick. And whichever way I feel in the morning when I wake up, it can be one of those two guys. So I'm a big Drake fan. Like when Drake says, you know, I came up from the underground though, so I'm going to blow another 10,000 for Dilla. I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's one of us. You know what I'm saying? So to hear those reports and hear those reference tracks was a bit of a let. Like, my heart broke a little bit. But I'd like to hear from him because maybe we don't have the full story.
Well, how do you feel about folks just dismissing that, you know, the art of writing doesn't matter anymore? Like, the prayer that you wrote your own lyrics and, ah, man, you know, B-Dot said that. You know, ah, man, it doesn't really matter. Who cares?
It's okay. Listen, man, it's okay to say, like...
And I love B-Dot. That's my...
It's okay to be like, yo, I'm a fan. Like, I'm a Drake fan. That's not going to change. When he drops views from the six, guess who's copping it on the first day? Like, I'm going to wait up till midnight and I'm going to buy it. Like, you know, the same way I did with when the mixtape came out. But, I mean, let's not say it doesn't matter, because it mattered last year when... Iggy Azalea was under the microscope, and Nicki Minaj went on BET and gave her speech about females who write lyrics, you know, the infamous No Shade, No Shade, and everybody was ready to, you know, drag Iggy down and for not using her pen and Scheme. Actually, Sway broke the news. It's
yes, we did.
Scheme, it was something I knew, and I think we all knew it. Scheme said it on Sway in the morning. He was like, oh, but, you know, it mattered then. It mattered a year ago. How come we want to sweep it under the rug? Now, I don't know. I can't tell you what other people choose.
I just want to know what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to know what you think.
But, you know, and I think if it was another rapper, like, I had tweeted shout out to my homie Wale. You know, I had tweeted a couple of weeks ago, like, damn, if this was Wale, you know, they kill Wale for if it's raining outside, they'd be like, it's Wale's fault, it's raining outside. Like, that guy did anything. And I think it was another rapper.
If it was Kendrick. It'd be uproar if it was Kendrick. If somebody tried to,
you would see me cry.
If somebody, if it was Kendrick, it'd be uproar. J. Cole, oh man, it'd be uproar. Oh man.
But you know what? I've been posing this question, Markman, and it's a little bit more specific. If Drake said yes, I did write all my rhymes. However, I had Quentin, because he has a really good ear, pick out the flow for me since he studied me. Would that change anything? Is that still, like, you know, a mark off?
Yeah, that would change. I mean, because then the words and the sentiment is his, and it's like, man, let's help out this flow. I mean, I don't know. I would need time to digest
You got
to
digest that one. That's different.
All right, we'll wait to see if that comes up.
I don't think it would change how you assess your top MC, so would it?
I don't know. Because I've never been faced with it. Like, yeah, Tracy, heard that.
Because Tracy's like head of the cheerleading team for OVO. So that's, you know.
They're amazing. Like, yeah, they're incredible.
They won't get it.
Yeah, but we just, you know. But it's a hip hop moment, though.
Right.
You know, so let me ask you this with Genius, you know, bringing you on as to a lot of what they've been doing already. But you come fully equipped. I know you would. Through your journey as a journalist, through all the publications and working on TV, you got a vast wealth of knowledge. What other things you hope to bring to Genius?
Well, you know, as an artist relations manager over at Genius, the goal is to help build the artist, the verified community, and really get artists involved. I mean, this is fan-driven and community-driven when you see these lyrics being annotated, but for artists to come in and say, hey, this is what I meant. You know, the other day, Vanity Fair, which was amazing, interviewed Ice Cube and had him, he was reading the Genius page for Straight Outta Compton and reading, like, the community's comments on his lyrics for Straight Outta Compton and, oh, you got this right or you got this wrong. Like, it's an amazing tool when you think about it, and I think for artists, it's something that you want to get involved in because it enhances the listening experience.
Yeah.
And it can enhance your album rollout. And especially in this day and age when everything is digital and streaming or on iTunes, we're not getting album credit. So, you know, remember when I said when you used to get that CD or that tape with the lyrics printed inside and you were happy, we're not even getting credits anymore. You know, so, you know, for artists, I would say, and artists of all genres, let Genius be a tool to just, like, deepen the knowledge of your art. And my goal and my role is to bring the artist community with the Genius community and really make a document that will live forever, like in history. Like, you know, you can go up, you know, 20 years from now and you know, when my kids want to know what Kendrick was talking about on Pimp a Butterfly, it'll be right there for
them. Rob Markman, listen, tweet him at Rob Markman. Use the hashtag now. Rob Genius.
Ooh.
Say what's up to him. Congratulate him. Use the hashtag Rob Genius. And since you're now with Genius, we came up with a game. Matt and I were speaking, you know, over there at Genius. And he's like, yo, Sway, man, can you really put this dude to the test? I said, I'll see what we can do. You want me to stump the Genius? He said, yeah. So the name of this game is
Stump the Genius. Rob Markman. Many people consider you to be the foremost expert when it comes to hip-hop culture. So today, we're going to try and stump the Genius right now on Sway in the Morning.
All right. This is how it works. DB, why don't you explain it to him?
All right. Picked out some acapellas for you, and you got to try to guess what song it came from. For extra credit, tell me what album. And even more extra credit, tell me the year it was released. If you get all these right, I will bow to thee.
So you can play the acapella.
Bow down.
That was West Side Connection.
No.
You said bow down.
Wait. No,
bow to thee.
Yeah, I will bow to you.
That joke went south.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa,
all right, here we go. All right, here's the first one. Stump the Genius.
Straight later. Slay the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from Collie Park and Fed all the way down to Decatur.
That's Outkast, and that was Big Boy Rabbin.
Song.
That was The Art of Storytelling.
He is correct.
Yeah, it's The Art of Storytelling. And, damn, I want to want to say that was on the Gemini album.
He is correct.
Ooh.
So that had to have came out. Damn. That had to came out in 98.
Ooh, off by 1 year.
Damn, 99.
Man, get some
Go ahead.
I don't know if
he got an answer.
He did. That was extra credit, the other stuff, right?
Would you stop cheerleading, damn it? Is this just light-skinned guys? Is that what this is?
Yes.
Straight later. Laying the bitch like Darth Vader. Made him. College Park and Fair. All the way down to the Hater.
Alright, it's harder than the city. I'm sweating. Jay-Z, Heart of the City, Blueprint, 2001.
You are correct.
You're wrong, but you're right. You knew that wasn't Takeover.
Even when I lied to you, I got caught up.
But you said you knew that wasn't Takeover.
Alright,
you know, he's also not. It's like in the middle of the verse. It's hard when
but
you
that's what, but
listen, let's go.
I thought you was ready.
I'm not making excuses.
Okay,
let's go.
We talked about this.
Oh, that was man. Close, Rob.
I got to kind of
shake. Rob about to fight you.
How many more we got?
We got two more.
Okay, I got to finish strong.
Okay, let's go new.
Bitch, nigga, get money. Nigga, get bad. Dog running. Nigga, sell a dollar. Crack.
Wow.
Bitch, nigga, get money. Nigga, get bad. Run up, blood up,
right. I got you.
Okay.
That's Future. Every song he ever wrote.
He should just get it for that. All right. One more.
What is the name of that?
Karate Chop. I know what it is. It's not. I don't want to mess it up. Damn, I forget the name of the song. It's not Show Me a Good Time. It's, I don't know the name of the song. Cush Road has earned, I deserve the better things.
Don't look at your phone.
Can I look at the track list? I know the name of the song. Oh, this is all of us. This game is hard.
The game works.
That's an excellent game.
We stomped the genius.
Listen.
You did great.
I'll take the L. I want to see everybody else come up and play to see who can do better. This game is hard.
You know what? I'm going to start this. This is a new guy. I thought of it, you know, specifically for you is why I thought of this game. And that matter of fact, we'll get everybody to start doing Stump the Genius, all right?
Yeah.
But this, you did excellent, man. But you hear the information at the B.
Yeah.
He right in pocket. If we can't always remember the titles. Well, I had to dig them shits up myself.
You hear how much you...
Should I say y'all would be lost without me. We could have been somebody. Thought you'd be different about it. Now I know we're united. So let's get on with it. We could have been somebody. Said you had to tell somebody. Let's take it back to the first starting. When you tried your first smile.
One song only. friend to a motherfucker like me, can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know that don't shit phase. And as we go, 0 for 82, when I look at you like this shit crazy. Ball so hard, this shit weird. We ain't even pro be here. Ball so hard since we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho.
Yo, B, they ready.
Everybody, sit your down and listen to true motherfucking story told by Kendrick Lamar Rosecrans.
Wow, good fucking.
Smoking on the finest dope, ay, 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 ay. Drank it till I can't no more, ay, 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 ay. Really, I'm a sober soul, but I'm with the homies right now. And we asking for no favors, rushing it, quake the laugh.
Wow, yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Fucking Apple Music, they never fucking fixed that shit. Fucking iTunes match, fucking. Used to match tracks to the fucking radio edits and then serve you up the fucking radio edits, and that's totally what this is doing. That fucking sucks. That's terrible. Sucks that they, you know, like they've been running iTunes Match for how long now, like 2 years or something, and they still haven't fucking fixed that problem.
Thank you. was never sold dope. So I ain't hear none of that street shit. Cause in my mind, you motherfuckers sold soap. Got rich selling hope to hopeless. But I'm a thinker with motives.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. That's... That might be a deal breaker on the stance hype to this fucking service. Letting this bus in because it's the right thing to do. Driver's waving at me. I made the merge easy. Sometimes you gotta do that. Is any of this going to play or no? Just no. No? Just not gonna. Oh, well. Like, the dumb thing is, like, because of Apple's quest to make everything, like, seemingly really easy with the music matching and stuff, there's no way to go and adjust that. Like, if I could manually go in and say, no, you've matched this to the incorrect song, I actually want this one. And because I have an Apple Music subscription, what do you care? Because it's not, you know, it's no longer this case of like, oh, I need to prove to you that I own it so that then you can stream it to me. It's just, hey, I can stream whatever I want. I would like to have these songs that I already own available everywhere in this specific format. Even if it's not this exact file, that's fine. Just these are the songs, these are the versions of the songs. Like, there's nothing stopping them from that. Like, I could go right now, delete the actual MP3s of that album out of my collection completely, and then go back to the album's page on, like, Apple Music and hit, like, add to library, and I would have, like, the Apple Music version of that album in much the same way that I have physical MP3s. I could download them if I wanted to. I could not download them if I don't want to. So it's like all that functionality is there. They've closed the loop. They've bridged the gap. They've made it all the pieces of it are in place, but their algorithm or whatever they use for matching still sucks enough, or they haven't fucking, like, their data is not clean enough to go like, oh, this album is the clean version of this album, and just let me say, like, never serve me up a clean album, or always give me, you know, whatever you want to do. Or for this album, flip it over from the clean version to this, because fucking come on. Can't trust robots, is what I'm saying. But yes, absolutely. That is iTunes for you.
on my...
Souls. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I'll shape this, you'll take this, I'm kinda fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood, meaning my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sorta the boss, so get lost. The brother who'll make you change opinions. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action, feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Jump pull guns when they feel afraid, too late. When they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise. Out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Blonde's got hate. Clips are inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run.
My Philly at home, do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Ayo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You hear we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name, smooth. I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my speed is prosperous. And pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause smooth beat will never bite, bite.
Shit. Oh man, I forgot to. Fuck. Fuck. Oh well. Alright, well. There goes that. Now I gotta figure. Oh, well, shit. Oh boy, well, that sucks.
It's kind of easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on the pan. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be.
Well, I gotta figure some shit out when I get in, then, I guess.
What up, son? I heard they got you on the run for a body.
Now it's time to stand.
Too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight that great, bust the head straight and dreads. I'm everlasting, like it's so unprocast. A tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last tear, but now I reappear. Your heart pumps fear to your gut. Did your girl's butt? I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap scoops the beer, kicking half flavor. Yeah, here comes a brand new flavor. Yeah, time for new flavor.
Disappear, reappear, and blow up everywhere. Fucking the flavor in your ear.
smoke, ain't no neighbors so. Tell a friend and tell a friend, small issue, all issues, I'm big on revenge, nigga. Bang, bang, beers be together. Bang, bang, beers be together. Bang, bang, beers be together. I'm getting money, you should do the same. Bang, bang, beers be together.
I'm getting money, you should do that as well. Fucking satellite radio. He's full of fucking skips and shit. Like fucking. I don't understand how that fucking happened. And how people don't go like, fucking, oh, well, we need to fix our shit because our shit is fucking terrible. Stuff stays broken for a long time. All right, you guys have a good Friday, and I will see you later.